Attention Medicare beneficiaries. Are you getting all the benefits you need? If you have Medicare, you may now be able to get new benefits. Benefits may include eyeglasses, wellness visits, gym membership, meal delivery, and hearing aids with low copay. To find out which benefits you qualify for and to find out if you're getting the benefits that you deserve, you need to call Best Medicare. Our licensed insurance agents can look up your current benefits and tell you what additional benefits are available to you. It's easy, just one call. Tell us the deductibles you prefer, the doctors you want to see, and if you want prescription drug coverage. The service is free and you have no obligation. You may even find plans with zero monthly plan premiums, zero copays on many services, and zero deductibles. You deserve every medical care coverage benefit out there, and we'll help you get them. Call 800-901-5093. That's 800-901-5093. 800-901-5093. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Our 26th year bringing you the latest in cool consumer tech, available today and into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
This is the broadcast for the weekend of Friday, November 19th, 2021. Boy, next week already, Turkey Day.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving ahead of time.
Make sure you gobble till you wobble.
You do that every day.
This is true.
That's not anything unusual.
Well, it's because I'm in training for Thanksgiving.
Oh, is that what it is?
All year long.
Wow. Okay. And then what happens on Thanksgiving if you've been in training for it?
Then this is what it all builds up to.
And you gobble till you wobble.
Yes.
All right. Some tech news and commentary, and then back to your calls and participation on the program, because when you join us, you make the show. All right, just keep that in mind. And that's why we like to send gifts to you. So join us these days especially, and let us send stuff to you for the holidays that you can re-gift if you'd like, but you probably want to keep whatever we send you.
Yeah.
All right.
If you've ever been in the middle of reading a tweet, only to lose track of it as the timeline auto-refreshes, Twitter's got some news for you. Now, this isn't a problem I have.
Because you're not on Twitter.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I actually haven't experienced that problem, so I don't know if it's a big problem, but okay.
Well, the platform announced this past Monday that its latest web update addresses this issue by allowing users to choose when they want new tweets to load. Now, when you're ready for a timeline refresh, you can just click the tweet counter bar at the top of the screen. The company posted the news on, you guessed it, Twitter, following up on an earlier note recognizing disappearing tweets as a, quote, frustrating experience that the company was working to change.
Not.
But it's funny how Twitter uses Twitter, their own service, to announce updates, and so does Facebook, because apparently Facebook can't trust their own platform, so they always
They use Twitter. Especially when they're down or having a problem, they use Twitter.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Speaking of anti-social media, I hope you are all following me. If you mention the broadcast, mention Into Tomorrow, I follow you back. So on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, any of these anti-social media platforms, everything is always the same. It's just at Dave Graveline, one word, Dave Graveline, okay? And mention the show, I follow you back. Artificial intelligence could provide verbal feedback for drivers. That, according to AI expert Lance Elliott in a Forbes article, he compares the idea to a parent teaching a teenager how to drive. An AI-generated narrative commentary, he says, could keep drivers more engaged and increase their comfort level when driving autonomous vehicles.
But is the AI going to hyperventilate and hit the imaginary brake on the passenger side of the vehicle?
No.
Because I know when my daughter was learning to drive, that's what I was doing.
I know. Well, the sad part is when your daughter was learning to drive, I was the only one who could help teach her because she had a Jeep with standard transmission and none of you knew how to drive standard.
Yeah, well, and it was by design that we got her a Jeep with standard transmission because it's the way you can get a teenager to not have their phone in their hand while they're driving.
True.
Get them a manual transmission car.
Yeah. And then they're going to say, but I can't drive it. Well, good. But you have to have someone teach them. But make sure you either know how to teach them. Or their grandparent does, because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Go to YouTube.
Oh, sure. Yeah. There you go.
You can learn anything on YouTube.
Yeah. It might not be right or accurate, but that's true. You can learn anything. Yeah. And the whole interwebs anyway.
Mm-hmm. Users of Microsoft's cloud storage are going to get a less than gentle nudge to upgrade to a newer operating system early next year. According to a post on its tech support forum, Microsoft will be ending support for the OneDrive desktop app on Windows 7, Windows 8, and Windows 8.1 starting on March 1st. Users who want to preserve the backup and sync functionality will need to upgrade to Windows 10 or 11. OneDrive won't become completely useless for those on older operating systems. The files themselves aren't going anywhere, and the OneDrive system and updated synced contents can still be accessed via Microsoft's accounts on the website.
Interesting. All right. Well, and we use OneDrive.
Yeah.
It's something that we do all along.
But at least our computers all have at least Windows 10 on them.
Yeah.
Which they also announced this week is will be supported until 2025.
Oh, whew. Good. Because I'm not doing Windows 11.
Yet.
On anything
well,
yet.
Because none of our computers will handle it, they claim.
Isn't that weird?
Because I'm sure they're in the pockets of the processor company. Because I did the scan on my computer, and they've updated their tool because it'll now at least tell you why your computer isn't compatible. It used to just say whether it's compatible or not.
Yeah.
The only thing that's holding me back on mine is the processor. So, of course, they're, I'm sure, in the pocket of like Intel and AMD to try to sell more processors.
Is Intel still around?
They're not relevant, but they're around.
Okay. It's happened yet again. Google Cloud, Etsy, and other sites reported outages again this past week. In Twitter posts, officials with Spotify and Snapchat acknowledged that users were experiencing issues as well. Among others, Discord, the Pokemon Go app, oh no, and Home Depot's website were also affected.
So Pokemon went?
Apparently, Pokemon Go got up and went, yeah. Smarty pants.
Verizon's new number share home plan gives you the ability to make and receive calls on your Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Echo using your existing phone number. As noted in a post on Verizon's website, the feature costs an extra $5 a month, of course.
Yep.
But Verizon will waive the fee for 3 months if you purchase an Alexa-enabled device through them. And if you already have an Alexa device that you'd like to use, Verizon will only give you 1 month for free.
Oh, great.
Because nothing in this world is free.
I don't think that that's such a great idea, because these things, Echo Show and all of that, of course, have a camera and will show you. And if you're making a phone call or receiving one and you're not perhaps fully dressed yet or at all dressed.
Well, that's your own problem.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure they're going to have some ability.
Calls. I mean, most of these are just phone calls.
No.
But once enabled, you make a hands-free call in the same way that you're probably already familiar with. You say, Alexa, call so-and-so, or Alexa, dial so-and-so phone number. I wonder how many Alexas I've just activated.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
wait, let me try something. Yeah. Alexa, dial 800-899-4686.
Great.
Well, we'll have some people participating perhaps that way. Let us know if that worked, and we'll put it on the air and send you a prize.
And when a call comes in, you can also say, Alexa, answer. Now, you can also use your device to contact emergency services with the dial 911 command. I don't want to say the name first, because then I'll be having people's devices dialing 911.
Yeah.
That's a useful feature, and honestly, I think that should be something that's built in for free anyway.
But of course. But, well, it is, right? I mean, you can make an emergency call, I think, with your smart speaker.
I don't know if you can
through
Alexa or not, but you know, I'll have to look into that. These are the things I should probably know before I come up with these stories.
You should. So at least by next week on the broadcast, I want an answer. Make a note.
Okay.
Have your crack team look into that.
Or my team on crack?
No, God, I hope not. That would be against the rules. Yeah. Heat dispersal from the charging line for electric vehicle chargers has been a hang-up in achieving shorter times, but that issue may soon come to an end. Purdue University researchers, backed by Ford Motor, think they can achieve full EV charging in about 5 minutes. With a system that replaces simple liquid cooling with a liquid-to-vapor system. Sounds like vaporware to me, actually.
Yeah.
But if they can, great. Because otherwise, people just hang out. It's not like filling your tank with gas. Might take a couple of minutes, but then you're on your way. No, with an electric vehicle. I had somebody slam me the other day. Oh, so you're against electric vehicles? When did I ever say that? I just said, think about how they are charged.
Uh-huh.
They are charged with the same power grid that the rest of us are on. Yeah, so don't give me any nonsense about that. Go for it. If you want an EV, hey, have an EV. That's wonderful. But don't expect to drive very far, and don't expect to charge very fast. So like I said, unlike filling up your tank at a gas station and then you're on your way, you're sitting somewhere paying to charge your electric vehicle and doing what? Reading a book? You know, streaming a show or something. whatever. Again, if that's what you like, go for it. But if they can make this happen, where you can fast charge in about 5 minutes and still get you some distance before you got to find another charging station. You know, the epitome, I keep seeing this post on Insta and Facebook and everywhere else, where the epitome of the electric vehicle, and there's somebody with a gas-powered generator cranked up, charging their electric car on the side of the road because they've run out of fuel. They've run out of power. So that's all I'm saying. Look at that. It's not quite there yet for most of us, right?
Yeah. I mentioned earlier that Microsoft will be supporting Windows 10 till 2025. Now, the twice-yearly feature updates on Windows 10 that Windows 10 receives are disappearing, to be replaced with just one in the second half of each year between now and 2025.
Again, they're pushing you to Windows 11.
Yeah. Until now, Microsoft was rolling out feature updates for the operating system twice a year. However, that practice has now been replaced with a single feature update every year. Microsoft classifies these as, quote, servicing options, and the new approach is being called the General Availability Channel. The twice-yearly one, called the semi-annual channel, is being retired. The switch to yearly updates should be welcomed by just about everyone. Feature updates can take a long time to download and install, and only then do you find out if Microsoft managed to break the OS for your particular hardware configuration. Only having to go through that ordeal once a year rather than twice is a positive step.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, of course, security updates and Patch Tuesdays will continue as normal, though.
Patch Tuesdays, yeah. Which basically means all the bugs they keep finding, they try to fix on Tuesdays.
Is, we leave a lot of the machines in our studio here on. We always come in every Wednesday morning, and they've all rebooted because, that's right, yesterday was Tuesday. They did the updates.
Yeah, it was another patch because we screwed something else up Tuesday. Uh-huh. Wow. Speaking of Microsoft, they're kicking off the holidays by randomly emailing $100 and $10 virtual gift cards to 50,000 of its customers. The cards can be redeemed for purchases, of course, in the Microsoft Store.
So again, check your spam filters.
Yes, because if you know there's some reference to a gift card, guess where it's going to end up? In your spam filter, because it looks like spam, somebody offering you a gift card. Yeah, all the more reason to check.
Plus, I would have probably gotten that and just deleted the spam anyway, because I'm thinking Microsoft isn't going to send me anything for free.
Well,
Microsoft.
You heard it here. They're sending a whole bunch of them, 50,000. Gift cards to their customers. Some $100, the vast majority, no doubt, $10 virtual gift cards.
Nice.
Spend them in the Microsoft Store. Yeah. Wonder if you can get mittens or something in there.
Probably not.
No, I don't think so. Eye-tracking technology company Tobii Dynavox has collaborated with Apple on a device that allows users to operate iPads with their eyes. Engadget reports that the TD Pilot, which features a wheelchair mount and speakers, works in a range of conditions and even allows users to play some games. We're always delighted to help promote any kind of technology that helps any disability, any person that might be disabled in one way or another. And in this case, eye-tracking technology, good for them. I hope they're able to fine-tune that and get even more games and just get more things to help these folks that can use that. By all means, go for it.
I mean, we talked about a similar thing last week on the show where researchers at some university, I don't remember now offhand, were able to take the brainwaves of a quadriplegic person who couldn't speak for, I don't remember, whatever reason, but they were able to take the brainwaves and interpret what he was thinking and turn them into words that then printed out on screen.
Fascinating stuff. And that's why we love reporting on those things and encourage them to do even more. So hopefully they can keep that up. Walmart has begun using Gatix driverless trucks in its Arkansas middle mile transport. Now, that's a move it hopes will cut inefficiencies and increase capacity in its e-commerce grocery business. Since August, the retailer and the Silicon Valley startup have run two autonomous box trucks on a daily 12-hour loop of about 7 miles. So if that continues to be successful for them, then obviously they would expand it to various and sundry other locations.
Yeah, in fact, that reminds me of a story I came across where UPS is going to be using some automated or autonomous trucks from Waymo to make some deliveries in Texas. To help with their deliveries for this holiday season.
I was going to say, because they've already started putting assistants or helpers on some of the trucks I've noticed throughout the community that, tis the season, because when they do that, they've got that person either running the package up to the door or whatever, or they both go out different doors and hit different locations, but it does speed things up. So can you imagine, though, if they use autonomous vehicles? But who's going to bring it to the door?
That's a good question.
Ah.
Well, hopefully the autonomous vehicles will still have at least one person in there.
I would hope, too. That's a good point. If not, then it would be a robot that's dressed in brown.
Yeah.
We'll have to see how that goes. It may not go.
It may not.
Yeah. Liz in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, used to listen on a radio station until they started selling out their weekends, now listens to us online. Thank you, Liz. We appreciate that. Welcome back into tomorrow.
Hi, Dave. I walk outside onto my back deck and lose my Wi-Fi signal. I'm literally no more than 4 feet outside my patio doors. What are my options to remedy this rather frustrating problem? Do I need a new router or a new modem? Do I have to rearrange these devices in my home? Is there some sort of product that I can hopefully easily plug in or something to boost or expand my Wi-Fi signal so I can at least sit out on my deck with a device and access my home network?
Well, Liz, what you'll need depends mainly on your home and how it's built. Materials, size, other factors all impact radio signals. And of course, Wi-Fi is just another radio signal. But generally speaking, if you can't get a signal out there, your options will be limited. Now, you can move your router closer to that part of the house if that's an option for you, but that will probably just create another dead Wi-Fi spot somewhere else.
Yeah, otherwise you're stuck looking at either a better router or, better yet, a system that uses several of them. Some routers have more powerful antennas, so if you want to keep it to a single one, a beefy, usually more expensive router might do the trick.
Otherwise, a mesh system that we talk about frequently here on the show, like Google Wi-Fi, Eero, or Netgear's Orbi, should do the trick, and it won't change anything about how you use your network. There'll just be one network to connect to. You won't have to disconnect or reconnect. The different access points that make up the system will manage the handoff for you. So as far as you know, it'll be like having a single device creating a single network.
Yeah, those devices will probably cost you a couple $100s, depending on how many you actually need. It may be more, but if that's the only dead spot, two will probably do it. A good quality router may cost you the same or slightly less, but it will come loaded with lots of features that you'll never use, and it'll be less focused on giving you better coverage. A bonus of the router over something like Google Wi-Fi is that with IoT devices being as insecure as some are, having a VLAN for them may be a good option. But that's an advanced use case and something you probably won't do if you didn't already know you needed it.
Yeah. Now, Liz and everyone else with a similar issue, all that info in our show notes at intotomorrow.com.